guys, welcome back to the Love and Dubai show on this beautifully clear Dubai morning. We are still talking about the storm, the biggest in 75 years. We today talked about the roads which are clear, which are not, and how you can get the latest information on the roads and also on airports. We talked about the amazing local businesses giving back in a challenging time, and how you can win some Kid Laroi tickets happening tonight. Please take a listen. Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love and Dubai show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country and the world, it seems, are talking about. We go live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram every single day. We also go live in podcast format. I look like I'm standing solo today, but actually we've got Farah on Zoom. Good morning to you, Farah. How are you doing?
Good morning, Casey. I wish I was there with you.
I know. How have you been? I've been all right. Like, I feel I'm one of the lucky ones able to make it to the office. But you're at home. How is everything there?
I mean, honestly, at this point, I think I might go crazy. Because like, I don't, just like, oh my God, I don't want to stay home. I'm tired. I'm bored. I need to move. I need to see people. I'm really exhausted. But lately, it has been, if I can say the word, crazy, honestly. I mean, it is like one of the biggest storms. That is understandable. But I wanted to come to work and join you in the studio today, but I really couldn't. My sister came back from her turnover that was then transformed into a layover yesterday night, and we went to pick her up. And by the way, mind you, we live literally so close to the airport. Usually it takes us like maximum 10 minutes to get to the airport. However, what happened is we went to pick her up yesterday from her turnover that turned into a layover. And I kid you not, it has taken us 2 hours. 2 hours. And wow. Because Garhoud Bridge was closed, everything was kind of like messy in a way, and the cars are just like kind of confused, trying to find different routes to get to their destinations. I don't know where were they going. And as well, if you remember, I've told you about my family friend who was trying to reach the his flight that was supposedly on the 16th of April. He hadn't reached to it yet, which is very sad. He didn't go to his destination, which is Lebanon. And it's just like he is frustrated. He has called my mom telling her, can you please tell Marah, who is my sister, to check for other flights, because he is frustrated. He wants to travel and his wife is frustrated as well. And it's all kind of like messy in a way, even though they've said that the airport is in full function, but the airlines are not.
That is
so that was
thing.
How my night yesterday
that
night.
That sounds so stressful for you and your family. So I'm so glad that your sister's got home okay. But what we're going to try and aim to do for people on the show is give them the latest updates of what's happening on the roads. We have just in the breaking news from Emirates, what's happening with flights there, news via ARN about what's happening with Dubai Airport. So we're just going to jump into our top story. So our top story today, the latest Dubai road updates, which roads are flooded and which are clear.
So which roads are flooded, which are clear. We do have an updated sheet, of course. Now, the sheet says some of the flooded roads that are still closed are the ones that are in Ansar Mall, close to the Gold Center. The Motion Gate Road street was closed, but it has been open since Thursday. And as well, the Merdif Road, people who are coming or from Merdif to their work or going to Dubai, inside like Dubai, it is cleared. And as well, International City is still closed, you guys. National Park is cleared. Fruits and Vegetable Market exit is still flooded. It is, I think, open, but it's flooded, so it's not very safe or ideal for, you know, your car if you're driving.
Yeah, just on the sheet that I think it's the one that you're going through now, Farah, it's Rain Support UAE. This was made by one amazing person in Dubai, one amazing human, and everyone is collating their road information, because the reality is RTA is hard at work clearing the streets, but I need to get via this road to my work. Is it open? So if you jump into this Excel sheet now, you'll see the most up-to-date information that you can get. And what people have done is they said, like, the time. So Silicon Oasis area flooded. That was at 9:06 on Thursday morning, but also we have a good few updates from Friday morning. Sharjah Rola Post Office, how is that looking? That area is cleared. And you just basically scroll up and find where you're looking to go. So anyone who's putting questions on our Instagram comments right now, on our Facebook or TikTok, if you need to know a specific area, I'd really recommend using this sheet. It's also got a lot of helpful resources in terms of who can help you clean up, who can help you find your car, things like that. And then also just an update from the Dubai Metro, just the latest from the RTA, Dubai Metro users. We'd like to inform you that Dubai Metro services are operating on the red line in both directions without stopping in Equity, Al Mashriq and on passive stations. And then finally, the latest breaking news from Emirates. This came in 3 minutes ago. Emirates is suspending check-ins for all customers in our network traveling with onward connections from Dubai until 23:59 tonight. And this is to support the recovery operations. You can get the full information that on their Twitter. But as Farah said, DXB itself is 100% operational, but yet the airlines are still struggling to, I guess, overcome the last couple of days. So if you're flying out, you might still experience delays there. And the advice still stays the same. Do not leave for the airport unless your flight is confirmed.
Of course, 100%, because I don't think you would want to waste 2 hours on the road. I'm not going to say like maybe an hour, maybe I don't know how long it's going to take you to get to the airport. But I don't think you should keep in mind that the roads to the airport have not been like as usual, you know, or as clear, or they're not just, it's not like a very, I would say, tiny minor kind of like rain. It is a storm, one of the biggest storms that has happened since 1949. So for sure, the roads are not going to be cleared, all of them yet. As I mentioned earlier, and as Casey as well mentioned, you know, like DXB, of course, DXB airport is operating, but the issue here is the flight. So double check again, as we've mentioned before, you need to double check your flights, if they are operating or not. And as well, we've mentioned before and we'll mention it again, it's all the time better to be safe than sorry. So if you guys think it's dangerous to get to any destination, just stay home.
I've seen a couple of comments coming through asking, where is this famous sheet? I've just dropped it into the comments, so you can pick it up there. It's just a Google Doc, but it's people helping people. And we're going to talk a lot about how humans have shown just how amazing they are in crisis situation later on in the show. But before we get there, what Dubai rulers, what the UAE rulers have said on our behalf.
So, of course, you guys, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed applauds the public's responsible response to weather challenges. I mean, it's not only His Highness, but also it is everyone has been really shocked by how the UAE quickly picks up. So President His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed expressed his appreciation for the level of awareness and responsibility shown by people during the adverse weather conditions that has been witnessed recently across the country. Because as well, the UAE president also, by the way, directed that the necessary support to be provided to all families impacted by the severe weather, ordering the transfer of affected families to safe location in cooperation with local authorities. As well, via a post on X, His Highness said, "We thank God for His grace, blessings for the safety of everyone in the UAE. Due to the exceptional weather conditions, our country stands strong, secure, and safe under the wise leadership of my brother, the President of the UAE, and with the dedicated efforts of our loyal teams of citizens and residents who tirelessly work day and night." I mean, I do actually agree with him. Yes, everyone might be like, oh my God, Dubai has been under rain and it's actually unbelievable and so on and on and on. But let's keep in mind that Dubai has gone through the storm the past, I would say, 3 days. And in 3 days, it has done damage control like no other, even though not all roads are still open and some roads are still closed and flooded. But comparing, like, let's say the I would say the the way that the UAE has handled it in 3 days, I would say it's a very good, honestly, I would say response.
True. You've touched on so many great points there. I don't know how we have gone through a climate natural disaster, essentially. Like, if you see the amount of debris on the roads, what has happened is catastrophic, but yet, and I really do, we must, I don't know how many times we can say it, but we really feel for the families who are really quietly going through a really challenging time, and also local business owners. But from the UAE side and from a government level, it has been quite impressive to see the rollout operations in an unprecedented time. They've also directed government entities to develop a comprehensive, proactive plan to further enhance our preparedness for future unexpected weather conditions, because this was an act of God, it was a natural calamity, and who's to say it won't happen again? Not only are they fixing the problem 3 days post, they're also looking to head, if it happens again, how will we pre be prepared? Which I think is just amazing to see.
Exactly. I mean, it's like the fact that they have done a lot of damage control, and in just 3 days, to me, is still like a wow moment. Even though, as I've mentioned earlier, like some of the roads are still closed, and on and on and on, some of the flights are not operating, but the damage control done, I mean, should be recognized, and His Highness recognized it. So, good job.
True. Before we jump on, we're going to jump into small businesses doing amazing things. But before we get there, we've got hundreds of people watching right now. And if it's safe for you to do so, there is a big concert happening at Coca-Cola Arena tonight. The Kid Laroi is coming, and we have 5 pairs of tickets to give away. All you need to do right now is comment, please comment, the Kid Laroi, that shows you're interested, and we will contact 5 of you today, and we will email those tickets to you. Nothing could be simpler. First, do check that sheet, check the roads to make sure that it's simple to get there. But if you can safely get there and you'd like to get out, release some steam from potentially being cooped up at home, jump into the comments there and just comment the Kid Laroi. Comment the Kid Laroi, because we were only going to jump into this once, and we'll try and get those tickets to you. Okay, let's jump into our next story. We want to shout out the local Dubai businesses who are giving free meals to people affected by the floods. This is so amazing. So when so many businesses have been going through hard times, it's the human stories that shine through. And in the last 24 hours, the local businesses that weren't affected by the floods are jumping into action. And it's not just one, like there's so many. So like our favorite local burger place, High Joint, we love you so much. That's my favorite burger place. Dum dum dum. Also Takado, Operation Falafel, Circle Cafe, they are just one of many, and they've all announced give back meals happening today. So if you visit any of those 4 places, and possibly more, and if you know more, jump them in the comments so everyone can take a look. Just say you're there for the community support meal. They're either giving free meals, water as well to go with it, to anyone who's been affected. So I just think that's such an amazing thing. I think so many business owners, ourselves included, can I just say, when I walked into the office post the storm, I didn't know what to expect, and I feel so blessed that our situation wasn't affected. And I can't even imagine how harrowing it must be for someone who not only is missing a couple of days' business, which is everything for a small business owner because they can't open, but then to have to deal with the damage. So the people that weren't affected, you can see what they're doing, they're giving back, and it's very special.
I mean, it's a very beautiful initiative. And, by the way, I have been thinking today morning is that social media has been only showing us like floods, cars that are stuck on the roadside, and the negative aspect of what the negative aspect of like the damage the storm has caused. But we are often forgetting the positive aspect of it, which is people helping other people, such as, like small businesses helping and providing meals, in your story, Casey. Or let's say someone helping someone else from away from getting stuck in their car, and so on and on. There are a lot of like positive things that we are like, I would say, disregarding, or maybe not looking at. Yes, for sure, the storm has caused a lot of damage, but let's look at the positive aspect. Let's like look at how, it just like shows that people are actually showing up for other people and feeling for other people.
So true. We're meant to have an interview today. I'm not sure if it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but it was with Mohammed Hamdi, who is just one person who saw a man stuck in his car as he himself was driving to the floods. And it was an elderly gentleman, and you could see the car. He kind of moved forward a bit, stopped the car, pulled in, and got that man to safety. And it's just like, that's awesome, and that's what you need. And it does feel like that time where we've gone back to kind of talking more to our neighbors. My supermarket was so busy. It was so busier than I've ever seen. And everyone's just in more of a kind of people helping people kind of mood. But it is, unfortunately, it's what's needed, because the people who are lucky, we should really count our blessings, because the people who are going through it now, I saw some homes in certain areas which have just been like, I can't even imagine what you're going through. If they have kids, they have got a car or two, the water's up to here. It's a scary time. You're checking insurance. All you're thinking about is like, okay, what's my next step here? It's like crisis management. So I think that we're all super blessed. So the people that can help, they're doing it. And if you want information on those four places and possibly many more, if you know other businesses that are doing the same, we're going to have a post up on it shortly. But if you send us information in the comments, maybe I'll be able to see it, and we'll get it to Sandra, who's working on the post as we speak. Because I think the main thing is to get the information to everyone, because there's so much little stuff going on. Like, everyone wants access to this traffic sheet, but everyone's like, okay, so what road is open? And it's like, how do we collate this information? So we're trying to do that as best as we can. So everyone, if you have information that you feel like the public needs, do send it through us, and we'll try and get it out to the wider public.
100%. I mean, like when you are in such a crisis, it is very hard to get out of your head and see the bigger picture and count your blessings, which is very understandable. Of course, because like all that you can think of is, oh my God, this is happening to me, I don't know what to do, I don't know, and all of these things really. But at the end of the day, we as well have the tendency to forget that this is not only happening to one person as an individual, but to all of us. So the help is just like beautiful, just like reminds us that humanity is still there and present, and it's just beautiful.
True. It is 9:10 on this Friday morning, which means it's the weekend. This week has just been an absolute blur. I just want to highlight one thing. Massa, do you mind going back to like the first LED screen from the first story? Because I'm jumping into the comments now, and people are saying, social media is fake, and the stories that we're seeing are so, it's unbelievable that this is happening. And let's go back to, and then you've got the totally clear roads in other places. So some of the roads are still flooded, and communities are still under, submerged in water, and yet other roads are totally clear. Both is true. In terms of the metro operation, it's running. Some stops aren't working. So both is true, and I think you just have to understand that like it's taking a little bit longer. People are working as much as they can to get the roads cleared, but this was bigger than we've seen. I walked through my community last night, and I cannot describe to you, all of the trees are just upended. And like, that's not priority, so that's not going to be clean for a while. But I just want to say, in terms of like social media is fake, we're seeing the videos with the big floods and all of the traffic, that gets all the attention. The clear roads, you don't get as much engagement, so you guys don't see it as much, but there are clear roads happening as well.
I think honestly, as the UAE was clearing roads, they have put in priority like clearing roads that people would get through to work. But I think, yeah, as I said, they just put in priority like big roads rather than just like small community roads and so on, which is why, by the way, like as you mentioned earlier, like communities are still either blocked or flooded. So yeah, I feel like honestly at this point, it's just like people are going like, oh yeah, social media is fake. So it's just like, they do not have maybe like the awareness that this is a storm that did not only hit Dubai, it's hit The UAE as in whole, Oman, Iran, Saudi Arabia, you know, the Gulf in general. So it's just like, you know, it's a very big storm that has happened and just like, you know, like came through. So just like clearing the whole country in 3 days is kind of like impossible. Of course, it has done a great job in 3 days, to be honest with you. But, you know, of course, I would understand like people just like, you know, have a lot to be like, oh yeah, but that's fake. But here's clear. There is not clear. Why is that? Well, because it hits the UAE as a whole, and there is a priority for Sheikh Zayed Road rather than, you know, like a small community or like a small road.
Yeah, and it's just on the main roads, it actually feels like they were even more affected because there were so many cars abandoned. Dubai Police, by the way, have issued a call, try and get your cars off the road as quickly as possible. They're just sitting there like sitting ducks, and it's an accident waiting to happen. But I understand that for people, you know, they may not have the resources to make it happen. 9:13, that brings us to the end of our show. If you want to go to Kidleroy, the Kidleroy tonight at Coca-Cola Arena. We see your comments coming through. We're going to message five lucky winners after the show. We're giving away 10 tickets in total. Farah, have a lovely day.
Thank you. I hope I am gonna go crazy sitting at home, but it's okay. Better to be safe than sorry. I say that to
Yeah.
people, so I should say that to myself.
Cozy vibes. I can't even believe you turned on your camera. If that was me, I'd have camera off. I'd be in bed. You know what I mean?
I still have my hoodie for sure. I'm just like, oh my God, it's cold. Even though it's not cold, but just like the fact that you're home, you just feel like you want to get cozy. So I'm gonna get
Absolutely.
cozy.
There you go. Have a great day. Stay safe. And this is my shout out to everyone. We'll see you on Monday morning, same time, same place. Bye bye for me.